was much more than a hunch. That this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Future Don Drysdale residence. You like it?
Gee, that's quite a shack.
Yeah.
Hey, I have to get some St. Bernards in case I get lost in there.
It's all right. We supply a roadmap with every set of blueprints.
You know, baseball's been real good to me. Mike, thanks a million.
Hey, Don, listen, there's another reason I want you to stop by the house instead of the office. I wanted my boys to meet you.
Don't tell me I got some fans left.
Are you kidding? You better believe it, especially my oldest Greg out there. He thinks you're a combination of George Washington, Neil Armstrong, and the guy who invented pizza.
Greg?
Somebody I'd like you to meet.
Can we do it later?
Greg?
I'm busy. Don Drysdale? Wow!
Don Drysdale! Wow!
Don, these are my boys, Greg, Bobby, and Peter.
Hiya, man.
Boy, this is sure a big day for me, Mr. Drysdale.
Call me Don, okay?
Thanks, Don.
Can I call you Don, too?
You bet.
Thanks, Don.
Tell you what, you call me Don, too, okay?
Thanks, Mr. Drysdale.
Don, you and Greg have something in common. He's a pitcher, too.
I'm in the Pony League. Watch this slider.
Hey, that had good stuff on it. Hey, you got a great motion there, you know it? Look, on your slider, though, when you stride out, just kind of bend your back. Make sure your back bends. Get your arm and try and let it go right out there in front of you. There you go. Now when you grip it, get it right here like this. Got it? Here, you do it. There you go.
There you go. You showed me your secret slider. I'll murder him Saturday.
You might be in the big league someday.
Me?
I don't know why not. The Dodgers are always looking for a good arm.
Well, I'm going to keep practicing, Don.
That a boy. You know, you'll probably be a bonus baby, too. See you later, gang. Take care.
So long!
Did you hear what Drysdale said? Big leagues.
Hey, Greg, you going to throw some more?
Dodgers.
Hey, Greg! How about letting me pitch, Greg?
Bonus baby.
Let's play.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Now let's do pas de bras. Side, down.
You girls have some tape? I want to stick this up on my wall.
Top drawer left. Who is it?
My pal Don.
Don who?
Don Drysdale.
Who's Don Drysdale?
The man who discovered me, that's who. Don't girls know anything? The big D, Don Drysdale. How about a game of catch?
We're busy.
Yeah, how about helping us?
And take a chance on smashing my hand? What are you trying to do, ruin my career?
What career?
Are you kidding? Why, these fingers are worth their weight in gold.
Since when?
You heard Drysdale. He said one of these days I'd be in the big leagues.
He didn't say you would be. He said you might be.
Said would.
Might.
Would.
I heard might.
Well, it's not what he said. The way he said it. Now pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, the National League strikeout king, Lefty Brady. How's that sound, huh?
Great, except for one thing. You're right-handed.
Well, I know, but it's a good name.
What's wrong with Greg? That's a good name.
Well, sure, but you gotta have a name that looks good on the sports page, like Bobo, or Duke, or Dizzy, or Catfish.
That's the one.
Catfish?
No, Dizzy. That really fits you perfect.
Just for that wise guy, when I'm pitching in the World Series, you're gonna have to pay to get in.
A strange sound.
Mm-hmm. What kind?
Well, it went kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Kind of like Bela Lugosi wearing wet sneakers.
I told you not to watch the horror movie.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I did imagine it. Sorry, I woke you. Good night.
You mean good morning?
There, you see? You heard it too.
Must be that hot water heater acting up again.
No, it was definitely a kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. When the heater acts up, it goes bloop, bloop, bloop.
Must be trouble. I'll go see. Greg, you know what time it is?
Oh, sure. That's where I'm working out down here. Did I wake you?
Oh, no. I've always wanted to rise before dawn to greet the coming of a glorious new day. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Listen, what is this sudden urge for muscles?
Guy's got a pitch. He's got to be in shape.
I can't quarrel with that.
I got 7 innings to go Saturday.
That's the spirit. If you're going to do something, you got to give it all you got.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's just one thing. There are some other people in this house who don't have to pitch on Saturday.
There are others who can't afford to miss 1 minute of their beauty sleep like me.
She's right.
Okay. I'll do my jogging now. Dad.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest bonus any ball player ever got?
Biggest bonus? Well, I seem to remember that the Angels paid one guy about $200,000.
$200,000? Man, oh, man.
What'd I tell you? I'm gonna be loaded.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, bub. Before you start spending all that money, you better realize that out of 1,000 young hopefuls, only one makes it.
Oh, well, I'm not worried. I'll be the one.
Do you mind? I'll just be a second. Oh, thank you.
That's okay. I'm just memorizing some important dates.
Oh, well, that's one nice thing about history. You never run out of dates.
Yeah. You know what real important thing happened in 1839?
1839. Well, I'll take a stab at it. Was that the year Samuel Morse invented the telegraph?
I don't know about that. But 1839 was the year Abner Doubleday laid out the first baseball diamond.
Now, that really was a memorable event.
I'll say. You know what happened in 1903?
Babe Ruth threw the first forward pass.
Mom, that was the year of the first World Series. It's all right here in this baseball encyclopedia. You want me to explain the infield fly rule?
I don't think so. But I would like to ask you a question. Have you finished your homework yet?
I'll get to it.
Greg. How about right now?
In a minute, Mom, in a minute.
Greg.
Mom, please.
He eats and sleeps baseball. It's become an obsession.
Well, maybe he has gone overboard a little.
A little? To him, American history doesn't even begin until 1839.
1839.
The year Abner Holliday invented baseball.
Abner Doubleday. Oh, honey, I think Greg's acting fairly normal under the circumstances.
What circumstances?
Well, the fact he's pitching for his team now. Great player like Don Drysdale pats him on the back. That's a dream of every American boy.
Well, far be it for me to be un-American.
Hi, honey.
No. I appreciate your calling, Mrs. Pearson. Well, I'm just as concerned as you are. No, it just isn't like Greg. Believe me, his father and I will have a talk with him. And we really appreciate your calling, Mrs. Pearson. Right. Bye.
What's up?
I can tell you what isn't up. Greg's grades this week. That was one of his teachers.
I don't get that. He's always done real well.
Not this time. Do you know he didn't even turn in his history assignment?
Yeah.
And when the teacher asked him what the most important victory was in American history, do you know what he replied? 1969, the year the Mets won the pennant. Don't laugh, Mike.
Yeah, no, okay. Greg?
Yes, Dad?
Will you come down here for a minute? Well, he's a pretty level-headed kid, and I think we can straighten it all out.
I hope so.
Well, what is it, Dad?
Sit down. Look, son. Your teacher, Mrs. Pearson, called and said you didn't turn in your history assignment. True?
I didn't have time.
But you did have time to memorize the batting averages of every player in the major league.
Well, that's important.
Your schoolwork isn't?
I'm going to be a baseball player. They don't have to know anything. Well, I mean, except for baseball.
Look, just the same, you start hitting those books, right?
Greg, you're going to need good grades to get into college.
College? Well, who cares about college? I don't even know why I have to finish high school. I got a great career ahead of me in baseball.
Mike, are you sure we shouldn't have a talk with Greg?
Oh, honey, I'm sure he didn't mean what he said. I don't think we have a high school dropout on our hands.
I guess not.
Kids say a lot of things they don't really mean.
Mom, Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, anytime. What's up?
Well, if Greg doesn't have to finish high school, why do I have to finish junior high school? And if he doesn't have to finish junior high, why do I have to finish grammar school?
Well, I think we better have that talk with Greg.
Talk about what?
Baseball.
Oh, well, sure. What do you want to know?
Look, Greg, baseball is a great sport.
I know.
All right, wait a minute. But there are other things in life just as important.
Or even more important.
Yeah, look, you can go into baseball if you're good enough. But there's nothing wrong with going to college first.
What about guys like Joe DiMaggio? Or Mickey Mantle, or Yogi Berra? Now, they never went, and they did all right.
Greg, you can't pin all your hopes on just one thing in life.
Right, it doesn't hurt to be able to do several things well.
I know, that's why I'm working on my hitting and fielding, in case my pitching arm goes. Boy, I sure am glad I have a mom and dad who understand.
Oh, boy. Me and my big mouth.
Well, nobody's blaming you, Don.
Well, it's just that I love the game and I like to encourage the kids, that's all.
Oh, you encouraged him, all right.
Well, look, you name it and I'll do it.
Well, I think right now that Greg thinks that baseball is just one big bed of roses, see?
Yeah, maybe you could make him realize that there are a few thorns in it.
A few thorns. I tell you, I haven't stuck as much as anybody.
Well, that's what we'd like to get across to Greg.
Great.
Let's go.
I mean, Don.
Hello, Greg. How are you, son?
Just great. Yeah. Guess what? I'm pitching today.
You know how he feels before the game, don't you, Don? The old nerves twitching there?
Oh, listen, I'll tell you, when those butterflies start kicking you in the stomach, I don't know, I could hardly eat the day that I pitched.
Well, not me. For breakfast, I had hotcakes, sausage, and a couple of eggs.
Yeah, but I bet the jitters really hit you when the fans start riding you, don't they?
Oh, and do they ride you? You know, it's funny. You're a hero 1 minute and a bum the next. You serve up a couple home run balls and, I don't know, you feel you want to sneak out of the ballpark.
I'll bet that never happened to you.
Oh, many times. I'll tell you, I used to keep a false beard and dark glasses in my locker.
Oh, wow.
Come on down, let's see something.
Guess being a baseball player probably is more glamorous from the bleachers, huh, Don?
Well, I'll tell you, baseball isn't what it's all cracked up to be. Look at me, 34 years old, and my career's finished.
Oh, yeah, but you can do something else. I mean, you went to college.
Well, that's true, but there's a lot of guys that I broke in with. They're still in the minor leagues trying to make a living.
Yeah. Well, I guess baseball isn't all fun and glory.
Far from it. Sitting up all night in broken down buses. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get stuck in second-rate hotels. Sleep all night with your arm packed in ice. Oh, yeah, that's some fun and glory.
Yeah, well, that really makes you think, doesn't it, Greg?
It sure does.
Greg, take it easy, okay? See you later.
Thanks, Don.
Well, thanks for everything, Don.
But you know, actually, he told Greg nothing but the truth.
Well, how did Greg take it?
Oh, he got the message.
Good. Boy, what Don said sure made me think.
It did, Greg?
Yeah. I'm not gonna let those things happen to me.
Hey, good boy.
I'm gonna start right at the top. None of that minor league stuff for me.
Well, what about the things he said? The jitters and the pressure and the aches and the arm packed in ice?
Oh, heck, a cold arm isn't bad for all that money.
That's all you got out of the conversation?
Oh, no, he told me a lot of stuff about buses and cheap hotels. But he meant the guys who weren't good enough. I'm gonna be a star. Yeah, I'll be lucky they get a foul tip off me today.
Somebody is riding for a big fall.
And I know who's going to be there to pick up the pieces.
Hey, where are you going?
To our ballet lesson, Saturday.
Ballet? When you can see me pitch?
Hey, what's that?
Oh, it's a quick energizer I got out of a health magazine.
What's in it?
Turnip tops and beet bottoms and wheat germ and cod liver oil.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Mmm. Delicious. But I better not get too much energy at once. You can have the rest of it if you want. How's it look?
Are you gonna wait for Dad?
No, I'm riding my bike over. I want to get there early in case there are any big league scouts around. Now, as long as you're not going to be at the game, I guess you can have it now.
Greg Brady. What do I want your name for?
That's not just a name. It's an autograph. Hang on to it. It's going to be worth a lot of money someday.
Let's go, kids. We're moving out.
Dad, can I sleep on the couch tonight?
What's wrong with your room?
Nothing, but after the game today, it'll be too small for Bobby and me and that big head of Greg's.
Yeah, and my tutu. I mean, in my case, you better make that a tutu by 4-4.
Hey. Hi, Mom. Hi, Alice.
What are you doing home so soon?
They go off again?
Can a guy come home without a lot of questions?
Hi, honey.
Why? What's the matter?
matter with Greg? Is the game over already?
No, no.
Well, didn't he pitch?
Oh, yeah, he pitched all right.
They clobbered him. He couldn't get anybody out.
Yeah, they scored 12 runs in the first inning. Then the coach gave Greg the hook.
Yeah, all right, boys, that's enough. Come on, take this upstairs.
Was it really as bad as all that, Mr. Brady?
It was a massacre. He was so cocky, he wouldn't listen to the coach, and he really got his lumps.
Aw, the poor kid.
Well, it had to happen.
Mike, I think you better start picking up the pieces.
Greg? Greg? Mind if I come in?
No.
Listen, about the game today.
Who cares about a stupid old game?
Well, anybody can have an off day. Come on, next time you'll mow them down.
There won't be any next time. I've got more important things to do.
You really?
Just to travel around in old buses and have to worry about being traded. Butterflies in your stomach. I'm never gonna play that dumb game again.
Oh, wait, yeah. You're gonna go way overboard the other way. Listen, baseball is a great game, but it's just one part of life. There are other things important, too. Come on. Education's important. Listening to people like the coach. Get up. Strike a balance of some kind.
I thought you'd be happy if I gave up baseball.
No, no. Listen, make it one part of your life. For now. Greg, not everybody can be a Don Drysdale. All right, maybe you can, but maybe you can't. Now, in the meantime, you just go in there and you do the best you can.
I did the best I can, and they clobbered me.
Oh, yeah, they did. But that doesn't mean they're going to do it the next time, right?
Maybe if I work some more on my slider.
Atta boy, see?
And developed a changeup.
Sure, you can do that.
And improve my curve.
Well, there's no reason you can't. You work at it.
Why, I'll get so good, some scout will come around and offer me a bonus. Why didn't you stop me, Dad?
Because I think you just proved you're smart enough to stop yourself. Come on, you want to play catch?
You mean it?
Why, sure. One condition.
What?
Well, if any scouts come along, they have to take us as a team.